Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, it's late movie review time, Bob. Every Tuesday, we do one. It's as simple as me not ever seeing any classic movies and having to, and you being the movie expert usually put something to me.
That's it. And we were trying to find a short film that you haven't seen before. The Usual Suspects came up pretty famous, well, famous for having a bit of a twist ending, but a crime film, mid-90s. I guess the thing to think about, Brooke, there was this thing that happened after Pulp Fiction came out, low budget, made a lot of money, that everyone thought they could make a buttload on an independent film. All these weird companies that had nothing to do with films, foreign investors thought, hey, we only need one to hit. So this is one of the many cracks, and it did pay off. You've got five dudes who are always on the police lineup, and they decide they're going to get together and actually do one of the crimes.
Twisty and turny,
very
right?
Twisty, very turny. Very much, though, that post-Pulp Fiction crime independent film vibe that was all the rage.
Well, look, points to me. I got through the entire thing. This is my thoughts on how it went as it was going. I can safely say that I know absolutely nothing about this film. I've never heard of it before. I have no idea who's in it. I don't know what it's about, what genre, anything. Let's do it. Oh, Kevin Spacey's in this. This has the vibe of a police procedural. Is it a thriller maybe? I don't know. Bob said that there is a big moment in it, which I wonder if that's given it away already. I love it when there's a bad guy who's like unknown. That's the mystery. Who is Kaiser? I don't know how to say his name, but who is he? Nobody knows. Okay, I'm going to put in this prediction now. I think the big bad guy is one of the five, and I actually think it is the guy telling the story. So in the present day, he's talking to the cops. He seems like the weak, misunderstood one. I think that's going to be the bad guy. It's getting to the point, which any film in this genre does, where the police or somebody is piecing together what actually happened, like revealing the secrets and who the bad guy is and all the things that we've been waiting the entire movie to hear about. But my internet keeps cutting in and out, so the policeman will be like, this is why this happened, and then my internet cuts out and the drama's just completely taken out of it. Oh, was I wrong about this? Nah, it doesn't just wrap up in a little bow like that.
Called it.
All those years of NCIS have paid right off. I am the queen of the mystery. I gotta say, I really liked this film. It is right up my alley. I'm gonna give it 4 chickens out of 5.
Wow, that's high for you.
For a film that I went into going, I don't know what this is, so in other words, I'm definitely not gonna like it.
That's a terrible outlook.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it usually is, but I loved it.
You can't just be like, oh, well, if I haven't heard of it, it mustn't be any good.
It just sounded like something I wouldn't enjoy. But no, I actually quite liked it. I said to Corbin afterwards, you should probably watch this movie.
Okay.
It's quite good.
That's good to know. Do you feel like a big shot for guessing the twist? You feel so clever, proud of yourself, instead of just like watching the story?
I feel good. But the thing is, I think because you pumped me up of like, oh, there's this massive twist. And I honestly didn't know anything about this movie, so I didn't know what it was. It's generally the most wackiest outcome you can think of in these situations. And that was pretty much what I'd predicted.
Wow.
Kevin Spacey's the bad guy.
I'm just trying to think, what else do you know nothing about? Because I just think, oh, that's just like shorthand for famous twists or famous endings. Kaiser Soze, Kevin Spacey, it was him all along.
It really says a lot about how little I've seen a lot of films.
Well, it gives me renewed faith in this segment. Good. As a long-running thing. We will truly never run out of possible movies.